This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم اجمعنا به في عليين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد Always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace for our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself and you of taqwa Allah, and that is that we seek to love Allah while we fear Allah, and while we never lose hope in His eternal mercy in equal measure. Allahumma ameen. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our final days the best, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the little that we do and magnifies it in our scale. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us our past, our present, and what we may err in the future. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hides our shame and sinfulness, not just in this dunya, but in the akhirah. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ when secrets are made known. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our sirr and privacy better than what it is we seek to show each other in our alaniya and public life. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I the people of the Qur'an, those who seek to recite it by day and practice it in their endeavor, and stand before Him and seek its recitation when others slumber and sleep. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us muslimina la, submitters and surrenderers to Him. In these few minutes, inshallah, we seek to pursue Jannah. Jannah, my dear brothers and sisters, is restricted. Even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the doors of Jannah are not open until He arrives. The doors of Jahannam are open waiting. Hal min mazid. Who else can enter? How many more can I receive? Beckons and calls and seeks out the sinful of heart and practice. But the gates of Jannah are closed, except for the one who possesses the key. And the beginning of your pursuit, my pursuit, our pursuit of Jannah begins with La ilaha illallah. It is the muftah of the Jannah. The door that unlocks your access to an eternality of comfort in residence with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you and I, as we sit together and I speak to you, as I seek to reflect upon my own mortality and the nearness of your return to Allah, is a process that leads you and I to reevaluate decisions and thoughts and actions. Decisions, thoughts, and actions. Decisions are things you and I are culpable for, accountable for. And as you say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by necessity, it means you have to make difficult decisions. That there are things your heart leans to, that your mind and your body seek and crave, that maybe in the very carnal depth of your desire, that your iman, La ilaha illallah, says, Aslamtu lillah, I seek to be submitting to Allah. And what Allah said is more than what I seek. And what Allah ordered is more than what I want to perform. And what Allah prohibited comes before what I desire. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, Aslamtu Rabbi, Aslamtu nafsi li Rabbil alamin. I've surrendered myself. See, the word Islam, when we speak about peace, it doesn't come as peace in the beginning. It comes as Dawu Salam in the Rabbin. The peace that Islam symbolizes is not a peacefulness of the dunya. It is a submission of Allah to attain the peace that you will ultimately seek. The life of the Prophet ﷺ was a life of endeavor and hard work. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi ya Abdullah, whatever trouble you sit with me today in your heart, on your shoulder, in the back of your mind, there's a riwayah, a hasan transmission, al-mu'min lahu sulah, a believer always has something occupying his mind, there's always a headache. Life is not just simple. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked towards the challenge of life as an opportunity of submission to Allah. It's easy to say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, when we perceive that Allah has given us what we see. وَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ. When Allah has given you what you think is honoring to you, يُرَبِّي أَكْرَمَهُ. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَضَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَحَادٍ كَلَّا. When Allah makes a change in what you think you want, what you think you deserve, what you think everybody else has, why should I not have the same? Why can I not be as comfortable as this one? Why has Allah not given me, I pray and I fast, and this person who doesn't has a comfortable life, why am I toil and I struggle? Muhammad answers, كما روى الإمام البخاري إذا رأيت الله يعطي العبد ما يحب. When you witness Allah has given a slave of His everything they love, everything they desire, وهو مقيم على معصية, and that man and that woman and that elder and that child is firmly established in sin, فَاعْلَمْ يَنَّهُ اسْتِضْرَارٌ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Know that it is not a sign of Allah's comfort for him, but it is Allah slowly bringing them to question for what they have done and the opportunities they have wasted. وَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ. And when Allah finally holds them, Allah will not let them go. May Allah protect you and I of the deception of thinking that the comforts we've been provided are a sign of Allah's love for us when we know in our hearts we are distant from Him. The month of Ramadan, many of us struggled with what we saw on our small screens with the people of Gaza. As you woke up and as you slept, you would consume images. One of the names of Allah, one of the attributes of Allah that I began to read more about was Al-Latif. Subhanallah. Allahu Latifun bi'ibad. Allah is subtle in how He deals with His slaves. Sometimes you would look at that screen and you would see that young orphan child. Bloody, hungry, homeless, remaining in harm's way. And you say, SubhanAllah, what future would this child have? Where are they going to go? Who will look after them? Allahu latifun bi'ibadihi. If you looked at Yusuf alayhi salam, the day his own family kidnapped him, sold him into slavery, into a land of not his culture, not his language, not his religion. If you witness Yusuf under the assault of a woman who sought to control every aspect of his life, of an inept man who hid his shame and her shame, if you saw those who gathered around him falsely witnessing for him to be imprisoned, bitter as me, you would say, what future does this child have? Allahu latifun bi'ibadihi. You would not, as you saw his brothers kidnap him, ever assume that Yusuf would be the economic minister of the greatest superpower of his time. You would not ever assume that a man jailed, falsely accused of crime, of what would be considered indecency and fraudulence, that he would be given a platform next to a king. Wallahu latifun bi'ibadihi. Allah is subtle in the change He brings. Allah asks you to pursue the Jannah. He asks you, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى دَوَ السَّلَامِ. Allah invites you to the place that will give you peace. Allah says, come. Allah invites you to Dar as-Salam, to the acceptance of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah. Allah gives me the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in his person, every aspect of difficulty and success that you would ever receive in life was displayed in him. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. In the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of God is the most complete, imperfect example to you. In the good days, in the bad, in the bad, and in the awful. In the ascendancy of conquest of Mecca, and in his final breath, as he laid down ila al-rafiq al-a'la, in moments of his death, when he would say, inna lil-mawti la-sakarat. Surely there is pain in the moments of death. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah calls you to submit to La ilaha illallah. There are three messages that I wish to connect in my heart and yours today. One of the shortest paths to Jannah. وَأَوَّلُ مَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْهُ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The shortest path to Jannah, the first thing that you will be asked about on the Day of Judgment is your Salah. Abdullah, as many prayers as you've made in your past, and as regular you are in your Salah, and as much as you assume and I assume that we are connected to Allah, we have the Silah to Allah, our Salah is with Allah, there is room for improvement. There is room for improvement in your wudu. There is room and improvement in your niyyah. There is room and improvement in what parts of the Quran you recite and seek to understand. There is room for improvement in the meaning of your tasbih as you say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa laka al-hamd. There is layers of depth in salah that are at times absent for myself and you due to some of the complexities of the nature of our modern life. The Prophet ﷺ said the first thing that would be lost after my return to Allah would be the humility in salah, al-khushu' of salah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful already. Before they arrived on the Day of Judgment, they were already khalas successful. They've already made it. They already knew. هَلْ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَةِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ I always knew. أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةِ I know that I have حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ Allah will treat me well. Jannah will be my place for you and I, my brothers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ بِصَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Later, Allah says, they are those who are doing their salah. But the intent initially is that you find humility between you and Allah. The first message is my brother, my sister in the Islam. Give salah more attention. Wake up that minute before it. Make your wudu a little bit more special. Give a little bit more concern to what I say in my salah. What is the dua that I begin my prayer with, and what does it mean, and how does it connect me to Allah? Your isti'adah of asking Allah to protect you from the shaytan is not a coincidence, it's intentional before you read the Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همه ونفه ونفسه. What does it mean and why did the Prophet ﷺ teach it? The moment I conclude with salam, why am I asking for forgiveness? Astaghfirullah. 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 I know I could have prayed better, O Allah. I know I could be more connected to you, O Allah. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikri. O Allah, the next time let me remember you better. Wa shukri, and thank you more. Wa husni ibadati. To be more perfecting of my ibadah to you, O Allah. Number two is love. In a hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah said, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِ My love is due, is incumbent, is an obligation to be received upon those who love others for me. Sometimes we misunderstand this hadith. We think it's to love those who are lovable. I love my father and my brother and my sisters and my wife and my children. Yeah, it goes more. And يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ That you love for another what you would love for yourself. And that you love for an unlovable person who does not love you in return what you would love them because Allah commanded it. SubhanAllah, there are people in my life, people in your life, who Allah says you are commanded to show them levels of love. And whether I like it or not, whether my heart desires it or not, whether it is reciprocated in return or not, I want the love of Allah. الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمْهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ When you show mercy, the ever merciful will show you mercy. Even though that person would not show me mercy. SubhanAllah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show mercy to people who would not and had not shown him mercy. He enters Mecca radiallahu anhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people and he said, اِذْهَبُوا Go about your day. أَنْتُمْ تُلَقَى I say to you what Yusuf alayhi salam said. We go back to Yusuf. الله لطيف بعباد One of the lessons of being wronged in life and being oppressed in life is that you learn the bitterness of what it feels so you become softer with those who have done it in a way that you can help them reform and come back to truth. May Allah open our hearts to others, so Allah will open the doors of Jannah to us. After Nitzakul Istaraha, I will speak of the third and final pillar. For you and I can find comfort with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our pursuit of Jannah. أَقُولُ قَبْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ عَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ الحمد لله الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا حبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Third and finally is to never give up hope. Ikrimah, the son of the man we refer to as Abu Jahl. Could you imagine? Imagine your nasab, your father was Amr ibn Hisham Abu Jahl. When the Prophet enters Mecca on the day of Fatih, Ikrimah takes people and hides in the mountain and says, I will always go to war against Muhammad. And the Prophet says to the Sahaba, لا يسميينه أحد. Let none of you who follow me, ever refer to Ikrimah as Ibn Abi Jahl. Don't ever besmirch his name by saying he's not a believer yet. Don't ever call him, this is Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl. Rather call him the son of Abu Hakam, which was his preferred kunya, a man of wisdom. When they came to the base of the mountaintop that Ikrimah was upon, they called out to him using a proper title. Not saying, Ya ibn Abi Jahl, come down. You son of Abu Jahl, wait, come. Muhammad is here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, Ikrimah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invites you. He said, Samani, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me with this name, not Abu Jahl. Fanazala. Ikrimah becomes one of the greatest warriors, qada nahbahu fi Islam, thereafter. We give his life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ar-Rahman Muhda. Third, my dear brothers, always put in your heart the empathetic perspective that there is always hope for yourself and others to become better than they are today and better than they were yesterday. The assistance of others to Allah is more important than proving yourself right in a moment of time. And with your children, with the surrounding assault that at times we find ourselves in, you will find greater favor with your home and with your family and with your husband and with your wife and with your ancestors and with your future generations when you have the mentality of calling to Allah and calling them to the way of submission to Allah in a way that is palatable and tasty to them. You are going to receive more with honey than vinegar. You will be more attractive to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ with mercy and leniency than you are with sternness and hardship. And having a psychology of redemption where a person believes they can be forgiven for wrong, where they believe that they can turn back to Allah even if they have gone far away, where they know that Allah wasi'at rahmatuhu kulla shay, his mercy encompasses all things. Nobody is turned away from Jannah unless they say, I do not want to enter. I conclude with the hadith of Imam Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah. Everyone from my nation will enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Illa man ata. Except the one who says, I refuse. Qalu man ata ya Rasulullah. Who would say no? Who would come and stand next to you at the door of Jannah and say, I don't want to go? Faqala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qata'ani. The one who follows in my step, obeys me in my conduct, in my intentions, in my hopes, in my dreams, in my habits, in my actions, the Jannah will find a way to Jannah. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي, the one who contradicts me, the one who opposes me, the one who chooses to do contrary and in opposition to what I was sent to, whatever, has said, I do not want a place in Jannah. May Allah make us of those who choose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah fill your homes with the love of Allah. And may Allah fill our hearts with Allah's love for us. In the dua of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ And the love of those who love you, Ya Allah. وَحُبَّ الْعَمَلِ الَّذِي يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَى حُبِّكَ And the love of the deeds that will bring me closer to your love, Ya Allah. May Allah give us His love and His light in our hearts and in our homes. May Allah turn our hearts towards Him and not away from Him. May Allah make our final words in the dunya, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, because we lived according to its meaning and its action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send His choicest blessings of peace and prosperity upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuha al-lazina aminu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Oh Allah, we ask You to send peace and security upon the people of Gaza and Rafah, ya arham ar-rahimin. Oh Allah, innahum da'afun faqubbih. They are weak and You are their source of strength, ya Allah. Oh Allah, they are hungry and You are their source of prosperity, ya Allah. Oh Allah, use us for that which is good for them and protect us from wrong and harm, ya Allah.